Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Coming up right after the show, a First Friday event at the Juno Artist Gallery featuring the work of Doralyn Alper, who mixes therapy and art. You can see the influence in some of her pieces on display at the gallery. And Doralyn is here right now to talk to us about her exhibit, which features ravens, but definitely has a Valentine's theme, which seems appropriate this month. Doralyn, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And tell me, you know, I was reading a little bit about your work and about some of your background, and one thing that really struck me was a quote that you had that said, "I'm at my best when I'm making art." Can you tell me, can you expand on that a little bit?
When I make art, I find myself getting into a flow state where I'm just present in the moment. I'm not worrying about the future, not worrying about the past. And it feels really great to make art and see the creativity and the ideas just come and blossom in front of me.
Well, I know
I really enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, I know you work in art therapy. Tell me a little bit about the work that you do in that area, and then we'll definitely talk about your artwork as well.
So in art therapy, people get to create images, and oftentimes the images can reveal to us maybe what's going on in our unconscious, possibly relating them to what's going on in the present moment in their real life. And it can make it a way for people to talk about things that they otherwise may not find words for.
Oh, I see. So, I'm guessing this doesn't happen every time, but sometimes you're actually asking people to create a piece of artwork that describes their inner feelings about a specific thing or a specific way they feel or an event or that kind of thing?
Yes, they can do that. Or sometimes we just start with an image that's kind of ambiguous, that might be something like a string painting or something that is abstract. And then when they look at it, possibly they notice something in it, or maybe they notice something about it. And oftentimes that can be a way to kind of relate to real life and what's going on in the themes that might be happening.
That's really fascinating that you are using often abstract work. So often people who will look at abstract art and go, "What is that? That's nothing," you know. And I personally am a real fan of abstract art. I love it, and it makes me feel certain ways depending on what it is, and I really connect with that, and I like that a lot. But it's really fascinating to me that you feel like often abstract art can actually show and can express an emotion that, or can express a feeling or underlying thoughts that people maybe didn't even understand they had.
Yes, and that is often the case. You get that aha moment, and it's really kind of exciting because then you start to find words for what you're feeling or what you're experiencing, and then you can make some progress on addressing that.
Wow, that's really very cool. Well, let's talk about your artwork, there's a lot of ravens in your artwork. Tell me about the inspiration behind the ravens in your artwork.
Well, between sessions, sometimes I'll walk out on the Riverwalk Park, or what we know as Whale Park, and often those trees are there, those dead trees. And every time I walk out there, there's ravens on them.
Yeah, they put those up for eagles, I think, but it's like the ravens are the ones that took over those trees.
Yes. The eagles tend to go on the really tall light poles, I think. So the eagles go really tall on the light poles,
right,
and the ravens take the trees. So yeah, that was my inspiration for doing some art.
And so I read a little bit about the fact that you're using sort of, I think of it like the Matisse cutout sort of technique, right? You're using cutout fabrics and cutout paper maybe, or what's the medium that you're using on the artwork?
Well, it's all fabric. So I often cut out some ravens on black fabric, and then there's some leftover parts between the ravens where they kind of fit together. And that is what I fashioned my trees from. So it's a very interesting thing. It's a scraps, but yet those make the basis or the focal point of the art.
And then there's a Valentine theme here maybe a little bit as well. Is that right?
That is. I found some great fabric locally and looked at that and said, I'm going to make some Valentines out of that. So we have ravens and the fabric. And if you look at them, they tell a bit of a story because there's all kinds of different things going on within the fabric and then how the ravens are relating to each other. So I thought it was a good Valentine's story to have two ravens. And there's also ones with one raven on it. And so just some ideas for maybe things that people might want to give out at Valentine's.
And is fabric the is that sort of the place that you're working in the most or that you have worked in? Or how have you settled on that as the thing that you work with to express yourself?
I've just really been drawn to it for a long time. So fabric, sculpture, and all different kinds of ways of putting things together. So I like to figure things out. I did a lot of boot sculpture, so made some little extra tough boots out of fabric and made my own pattern. And that was kind of fun to do. So I like to kind of figure out things and create things and how can things be put together.
It sounds like the extra toughs, ravens, the trees on the walk, it sounds like local things are the things that are inspiring you right now.
They are.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about your involvement with the Juneau Artist Gallery. Have you been there for a while now?
I've been there for several years. About a year after I came to Juneau, I joined up with the Artist Gallery, the co-op. And it's a great place, all local art. And it's really nice working with other people. And you also get to meet a lot of the tourists and a lot of the locals that come down there. So we're always looking for new artists to join Juneau Artist Gallery.
And so First Friday, is this one of your, have you done other First Friday shows or tell me about that?
I have done one other First Friday show and I did some encaustic, which is wax and resin that I did before.
And
First Friday comes every Friday for us. I mean, once a month,
every month, yes.
Yeah.
How have the crowds kind of been? Have they been increasing now that feels like we're maybe getting through the worst of the pandemic?
I think so. On First Friday in December, there was standing room only in the gallery. There were so many people in there and neighbors were seeing each other and friends were seeing each other. And it was really, really fun. So I hope despite the weather that some people do venture outside, because it looks like we got a lot of great First Friday exhibits this month.
Yeah, we're hearing. That's right. We're hearing from lots of different galleries that they're doing the First Friday, and you're right. Let's hope that we can get back to that place that Juneau always is such a fun place during First Friday. Especially, I think the winter First Fridays are the best anyway. It needs to be a little bit of snow on the ground for it to really feel like a good First Friday here in Juneau.
I agree.
Well, do you know, are there other artists that are also going to be exhibiting in the Juneau Artist Gallery tonight?
Yeah, we have about 13 other artists. So we're always all exhibiting at the gallery. We just have a First Friday wall. And one of us gets that wall at different times. We take turns with that. So it's my turn this month.
I gotcha.
So there's lots and lots of local art to see down there.
Okay, very cool. So the First Friday wall belongs to you this time. I wanted to just get back a little bit to your work as a therapist. How long have you been doing that, the art therapy work?
I've been doing that for more than 20 years.
Have you kind of recently come to Juneau or in the last few years, I'm gathering from saying that you...
About 5 years. Right. I've been in Juneau about 5 years now.
And where were you before that?
I was in Virginia.
Okay. So the art therapy, do you work with all ranges of age groups?
I do. I work with all people who want to come, families, young children, teens, adults. I'll work with each person.
And what are the techniques that you have to change up for our children especially? I'm wondering how that... Does that come easier for children, or do they have a little bit more of a block about expressing themselves? How do you find that?
Children spontaneously express themselves through art. I have a really big whiteboard in my office. It's about 7 feet across and about 5 feet tall. And kids will come and draw on that, as well as I have a huge amount of art supplies. But with kids, we also have a lot of play time in the art room too, because they like to move around and play.
Which is therapeutic, I would think, no matter what. Right?
Yes. Yes.
So maybe it's a little bit harder to draw adults out, and I could see adults not wanting to come out of their shell a little bit. We all have our own thoughts about whether we're a good artist or not, in quotes, and that kind of thing. So how do you get through that sometimes?
So that's where I focus on the abstract art, or what I call art for success. So we have paper marbling that we might do where we're floating pigments on top of the water. You dip your paper in there and you pull it off and you get the exact print that you made. Sometimes we do scribble drawings. So start with a scribble and then turn it different ways and figure out what it is and add some lines to it. Or maybe some string drawings where we dip a string in paint and pull it through folded paper and then open it up and you've got an image. So that could be a beginning of a conversation.
That just starts you off, starts a person off thinking about creating, and then from there you try to explore a little bit more in depth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We start with conversation and we talk about things and lots of fun things come out.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating to think about. I think all of us enjoy art for our own reasons or for, you know, to connect with an emotional experience, but thinking about it in terms of real therapy, really delving into something specific or to improving a person's outlook or something like that. It's really interesting to think about that.
Mm-hmm. It's a great way to get quicker into what's going on than just verbal alone. Because if you have an image and you're talking about your image or you're doing something, it's so much easier to get into that than to telling someone you don't really know what is going on or your problems. So it makes it easier, I think.
Yeah. When you are looking at doing one of these First Friday shows, do you have a number of works that you have in mind as far as trying to get to a certain volume of work to show?
I do. Sometimes I really, really get inspired by something. And before I knew I was going to do this First Friday show, I was really, really inspired by those ravens. I've been working on ravens for a while. Something about ravens, they're black, but they're not all black because there's more colors in there.
The iridescent.
And so,
yeah, right.
Yes. Yeah. So I was been really drawn to that. And so I just started making some landscapes. And then I said, oh, I think I'm going to put those trees in there because I saw those scraps I have. And oh, and ravens will go on those trees. So it just kind of grew out of that. And I think they're kind of fun and the Valentines are fun. So I hope people come down and take a look at the work and maybe take a piece home.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll come and check it out. Well, Dora Lynn Alper, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thanks for making the artwork that it increases the amount of art that's here in our town, which is always a good thing. Always more room for more beautiful artwork in Juneau. And Dora Lynn's work is going to be at the Juneau Artist Gallery. She's the featured artist this month, and it all starts with the First Friday that's happening in minutes. I mean, you probably have to get down to the gallery, right? You're probably looking at your watch.
I do. I got to get down there. Yes.
All right, Dora Lynn. Well, thanks for taking time out from your busy week and from your busy First Friday to let us know about your work that you're doing. That's Dora Lynn Alper, and she's going to be at the Juneau Artist Gallery for this First Friday and for the rest of the month as well and for the rest of the year as well. Your work is shown there as well as 13 other artists. Dora Lynn, thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay.